This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. This is Derek Haskins, Communications Director for the South Dakota Department of Health. Thank you for joining us for our daily COVID-19 case update call. I'm joined today by Kim Malsom-Risen, Secretary of Health, and Dr. Joshua Clayton, State Epidemiologist. We'll start off today by Dr. Clayton giving us an update on today's cases, and we'll take your questions.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Today we are reporting 41 new cases of COVID-19 in the state. This does include 3 new hospitalizations, 0 new deaths, 66 new individuals who have recovered from COVID-19, as well as 1,492 new negative tests that have been performed. This brings our totals to 5,034 COVID-19 cases in the state. Of those, 1,069 are active infections, and 3,903 individuals have recovered from the virus. We have 87 hospitalizations currently, as well as 62 deaths. But there have been, since the beginning of testing for COVID-19 in the state, over 40,627 negative tests that have been performed. The new cases by county include 14 in Beadle, 2 in Brown, 1 in Buffalo, 2 in Meade, 1 in Minor, 6 in Minnehaha, 5 in Ogallala Lakota, 8 in Pennington, and 2 in Union. For the new cases by age range, we have 7 in the 0 to 19 year age category, 8 in the 20 to 29 years, 8 in the 30 to 39 years, 4 in the 40 to 49 years, 7 in the 50 to 59 years, 3 in the 60 to 69 years, 3 in the 70 to 79 years, and 1 in the 80 and over population. For new cases by sex, we have 22 that are male and 19 that are female. For updates related to our known clusters, we have Demkota with 134 out of 160 cases that have recovered. With Jack Links, we have 33 out of 83 cases that have recovered, and we have no new updates for the number of Smithfield cases that have recovered as part of that cluster.
All right, I'll unmute our lines, and then we'll take your questions. We're ready for your questions.
Good morning. This is Mark Office at Capital Journal.
Go ahead.
Good morning, y'all. There was a death over the weekend in somebody in the 20 to 29-year age group. I was curious if they had any comorbidity issues that would have contributed to their death, please. Thank you.
Sure. So that individual in the 20 to 29-year age category, there were no known comorbidities that were identified on the death certificate.
Next question.
Hi,
Jack Cottle with KVN and KOTA in Rapid City.
Go ahead, Jack.
We hear a lot about the development or the rush to develop vaccines. Where are we on treatments? What treatments are available now for patients who have it here in South Dakota?
So there's no specific treatment that has been approved for use for individuals who are infected with COVID-19. There are different treatments that are currently under investigation, and that would include hydroxychloroquine and remdesivir and the plasma infusion for individuals who have recovered and have antibodies. Those are the three that I'm aware of.
Next question.
Claudia Contreras, New Center One.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you guys can hear me. Sorry. Obviously there's a lot of protests going on around the country and people are getting together. Some people are wearing masks, some aren't. How do you think this is going to affect numbers here in South Dakota? Obviously we have those protests going on around the state.
So that's a very good question, and I think a good important reminder opportunity that wherever individuals congregate, there is the risk for transmission of COVID-19. From an infected person to a person who is susceptible, and that individuals should take appropriate precautions. This does 6 feet away from another individual, as well as encouraging the use of masks to avoid transmission of COVID-19, which is spread through small droplets.
Next question.
This is Lisa with the Argus Leader.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Tomorrow is Election Day, and just wondering if you're concerned at all about community spread with the elections, and if you're wondering if you're going to be collecting the data on how many cases are connected to the election.
So what I can say is that, you know, we have had an opportunity to provide some education around the elections that are taking place. So I think you're going to be seeing some of the CDC recommendations. There is guidance out there from CDC, and those election officials have had the opportunity of seeing that guidance working to make sure that all individuals who will be going to the election polls will have the opportunity to do so safely.
Next question.
Yes, JP from Radio.
We'll go to JP, and then we'll go to the Plainsman.
Okay, thank you very much. Could you give us an update on how the testing is going with the nursing homes and assisted living facilities and the next step beyond?
Sure. JP, we've got a total of 10,200 who have already been tested. The percentages that I saw last night were that about 98% of our Tier 1 facilities were completed and close to three-quarters of the Tier 2. You have a couple of numbers in the tiers 3 and 4, which would be those assisted living centers that we'll be working with in the coming days.
So now we'll go to Benjamin Chase, I think, with the Plainsman.
Yep. Yeah, thank you. We had gotten reports that this weekend that they were setting up a mass testing with LSI. Are you aware of this? And if you were, you was the Department of Health part of setting up that mass testing?
Sure. So, Ben, we did provide assistance to folks at LSI to be able to put on that mass testing event for their employees, and we're glad to see them do that. I believe that there's another mass testing opportunity for those employees on Wednesday of this week.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question. Any other questions this morning?
Scott Ingen, Dakota News Now.
Go ahead.
How long may it take for us to know if we saw significant community spread in Sioux Falls from the virus due to the people being congregated at the protest?
Well, so the average incubation period for COVID-19 is from between 2 and 14 days. You know, individuals, who are who may have been exposed to an infected person, if there was one in the crowd, we would expect that that longer period would be that 14 days, plus a few days for once the individuals develop symptoms, for them to seek medical care and to get tested. So I would say in that 2 weeks plus range.
Next question.
Morgan from Rapid City Journal.
Go ahead.
Can you talk about any trends you're seeing in the mass testing data, like maybe people who are asymptomatic, who were at one time positive or have a current infection, that kind of thing, like any trends you're seeing?
So, we're still working through some of that data, but I think what we're seeing is a lot of negative results, individuals who are asymptomatic and have not really had symptoms in the recent past that would indicate infection, and individuals who have previously tested positive are not necessarily being included in these testing events. Those individuals, depending on where they're at in their infection, whether they've completed their isolation period and so on, would obviously not be included part of that retesting, put it in the mass testing event and need to be retested.
Next, we'll have time for one more question.
J. JP from KORN again.
Go ahead.
Okay, following up on the numbers regarding the testing at the nursing homes and assisted living facilities, how does that break down between staff and residents?
So of the 10,200 already tested, 4,177 are residents and 6,023 are staff.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you all for joining us this morning, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow.